Hey, welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Come on, can we make a better noise for Jesus right now? I said, how we feeling? I want to take a moment and I want to welcome everybody online, and I also want to welcome all of our campuses, Meadville, Vernon, Newcastle. We love you, family, and the Cranberry campus. Let's make some noise again because God is good. Amen. Guys, I'm so excited to hang out with us today. Before I go any further, I want to take a moment. I always love to honor Pastor John and Miss Michelle, so I want to take a moment. I want to do that, and there's something that you might not know about Pastor John and Miss Michelle. We have amazing leaders, don't we? We've got amazing leaders, and they are incredible. The way that they love people, the way they fight for people, it's contagious. And one of the things I love about Pastor John and Miss Michelle is they guard every microphone and the platform. They guard it because they love people so much. They don't want to do anything to see people get hurt. And that is just something. Pastor John, Miss Michelle, I wanted to say thank you. I want to honor you wherever you're tuning in from, if you are tuning in. But I know that while you're on vacation right now, that you're getting refreshed and that you are bringing something so good from the Lord this fall. It's going to be awesome. So I want to say thank you for protecting us and fighting for us and setting that example. And so can we just make a good noise for Pastor John and Miss Michelle Nuzzo? Thank you, leaders that just fight for us. It's awesome. They are incredible, 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 incredible. Today, I want to talk about how to hear God's voice. I believe that God is speaking to you and I so loud, so clear. So we're going to talk about how to hear God's voice in our life. And so before I unpack that, I have to encourage you to take notes. I mean it. Note takers are history makers. And so I say that all the time. You know, I oversee our youth and young adult ministries in our church. And it's something I just always say because I know it'll bless you. Like in life, when God talks to you, and God's always talking to us, we're going to find that out in a moment. But when God talks to us, you got to write it down. You will never graduate from being a student of God's word. You will always be a steward of the word of God. And so when God speaks to you, as God speaks to you, I encourage you to write it down and then do your best to be a river and not a reservoir. Come on, when we have a moment in God's presence and with God's grace, we've got to share the good news. Amen? We've got to share the good news. And so I just encourage you to do that. And so I'm excited. You could write down as the first note today why we exist as a church. It's so that all people can realize that God loves them unconditionally. And so I wanted to start off by telling you that God loves you. God loves you. It's not something that we say. It's not empty words. God loves you. It's the mission of the kingdom. It's the mission of Jesus, and it's the heart of this house. And so God loves you. And so we're going to jump in. If you're taking notes, the scripture that we're going to be diving into is John 10. John 10, verse 1, and so we're going to read about Jesus being the true shepherd, and so Jesus is the true shepherd. Now watch what Jesus says. This is him speaking, the red letters, okay? This is the king right now. This is the Lord, our master. He's speaking right now. Watch what he says. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. Come on, we can be thankful today. We can be encouraged today that we've got a good shepherd. He's an awesome shepherd. He speaks to us. He goes before us. He leads us and he loves us. And we've got a good shepherd. His name is Jesus Christ. And the shepherd, he comes in the front door, calls out all the sheep, calls them by name, calls you and I by name. So many people, God calls you by name. And Jesus says that the shepherd's voice is so recognizable that that's the voice that they follow. It's that voice. Church, you have to be encouraged today that you know the voice of God. The reason why you know the voice of God is because it's the voice that's always speaking to you. In fact, when you never have to ask God to speak to you. I hate whenever we sing songs in church that sometimes they're like, Lord, speak now. No, God is always speaking. God is always speaking. You never have to ask God to speak to you. You just got to ask God for strength to lean in, strength to tune in, strength to hear him so clearly. Come on. And God will speak in a loud way. God will speak in a clear way. God will speak any way that he wants to. God speaks through circumstances. God speaks in situations. God will speak through music, through movies, through people, magazines, whatever the case may be. And when God speaks, you will recognize that voice because it's the voice of your Father. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 3, 7 through 8, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. One of the most important things that you and I have to understand is that we have to keep our hearts ready and available for God to speak. And if God were to speak to you today, right now, would you receive it? Would you receive what God has to say to you? We need to not close our ears. We need to not close our eyes. Let our hearts be open. Let our hearts be ready and be accepting to the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen? God speaks anywhere, anytime. God doesn't ignore us. He speaks to us. So I want to preach a message today, and you could write down the title of our talk. It's called, There's Just Something About That Voice. There's just something about that voice. Go ahead and turn to your neighbor and tell him there's something about that voice. Oh, come on, church, at every campus, turn to your other neighbor and tell them there's something about that voice. Amen. And I'm believing that today God's going to encourage us, that God's going to strengthen us. You know, anytime we get into the Word of God, it brings life to our very bones. And I believe that we can leave here with a confidence that we can be on our way with our heads held high, excited for all that God has for us. Amen. Would you bow your heads and will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word, it is alive, it's active. Father, it's a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Before we get obsessed with what we have to say, Father, let us be obsessed with what you have to say and your plans, your purposes, God. Lord, we come before you. You are, as your sheep, you are our shepherd. Father, let us only follow your beautiful voice. And Father, everything that comes out of my mouth that's of me, let it fall to the ground and produce nothing. And Holy Spirit, everything that's from you, let it take root in our heart. Let it land on good soil and produce fruit. In Jesus, in your wonderful name, everybody said, amen and amen. You know, there's just certain voices in life that you love. You know what I'm saying? Like certain voices that you just love the sound of that voice. My wife and I, we've got two kids, and one of them is Mila. So I love my daughter's voice. Oh my gosh, there's just something about the voice of my daughter. Mila Catalina Archer. And so we got a nickname for her. We call her Chi-Chi. And you know, when you're talking to somebody and you can just hear their smile? You know what I'm saying? And so the other day, just a little bit of context, I'm loud, okay? And so I know that you guys know that, but I'm loud at home and not in a bad way. We just got energy, we're fun, and my daughter's loud. And so sometimes we'll be in opposite rooms yelling back and forth to each other. It's just, you know when we're home. You know when we're in the house, right? We're just, my wife will tell you in the morning, she's like, shut up. You're gonna wake them all up. And so I'm just a loud person. I don't know what it is. And I love it. The other day we're talking and I could just hear my daughter smile as she's bickering with me about like little things. She's so fun. She'll like to challenge me and like I'll say something's blue. She'll say, no, it's not. And you know, you just hear the smile. Oh, it is just so fun. And I don't know what happened. The other day, all of a sudden, I just found myself like holding my wallet because I just like love the sound of her voice. And I'm like, the power that you have. Like, I'll buy you anything. What you want? You want a new Jeep? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I just love my daughter's voice. There's something about my daughter's voice. I love my wife's voice. My wife is Mexican, Pocos Locos Forever Homes, and oh my gosh, we've been married for 5 years. We have so much fun. Oh, it's been amazing. And I love the sound of my wife's voice. You know, my wife can say things to me that no one else can. You know what I'm saying? My wife can say things like, you know, sexy things, you know, like she could say, like, babe, you're so strong. I'm just kidding. She's never said that. You know what I'm saying? God gave me noodles. You got to work with what the Lord gave you, right? And so, but I love the voice of my wife. I love the voice of my mom. Come on, anybody love your mama's voice? Come on, can we make some noise every campus? Come on. There's something about a mother's voice, right? Speaking to you. It doesn't matter the tone. It could be angry. It could be yelling, right? She could have passion. It could be calm, nice, loving, no matter what what it sounds like. My mom, you knew when we were home, bless my mom, bless her heart, as Pastor John would say, she raised all boys, okay? I'm just saying, when you got all boys, you got to whip them in the shape. Like if you've got all boys in the house, we're praying for you. Like, Jesus, give her strength in your mighty name. You know what I'm saying? And so my mom had to whip us into. I love my mama's voice. I love my dad's voice. There's something about a father's voice in your life. When, a father's voice, that is just comforting, that's soothing, even if there's correction, just something about a father's voice. One of the things my dad was always so great at is just being an encourager. And so just speaking into my life in that capacity, and maybe you grew up, you didn't have a dad. Well, I got to tell you that God has been so good to us that he sent us Pastor John. Come on. How many know we've got a father in the house? And there's something about a father's voice that speaks to your life that's comforting. And I like to say, you know, he's like the Italian stallion, you know? He's got the Italian fire. There's something about his voice. There are voices in life that you love, and there's voices that you hate. Voices that you can't stand. You know what I'm saying? We call those voices annoying voices. We call those voices siblings. We call those voices exes. We call those voices in-laws. Yours, not mine, okay? But there's voices. It's so funny that you can easily recognize voices in life. It's like, you know, they're bringing back that show Friends. It's like that girl Janice from France. Chandler. Bing, like I just can't stand her voice, okay, I can't do it, but it's so funny, whether you love a voice or you hate a voice, you can easily recognize that voice so clearly, so distinctfully. And church, you've got to be encouraged today that our God is a good God. He's awesome. And when he speaks, as he speaks, you will recognize his voice and he will lead you. He will show you where to go. And you don't have to question, God, was that you or was that me? Because when a voice comes into your life, you only have to check three sources. It's either God, you, or the enemy. But I'm telling you that when it is God, you will know that you know that you know it is undeniable that it is God. I was listening to a preacher and he was talking about, he said that when he was young, his dad also was a preacher. And so he would always ask his dad, he'd be like, Dad, how will I know when God speaks? And his dad would say, you will know. But how will I know? You will know. Yeah, but Dad, how will I know? And you ever ask your parent when you were growing up, you ever ask your parent a question and or your guardian, and they just say like the dumbest thing? And you're like, what? Like, you know? And he said, yeah, but Dad, how will I know? And his dad just said, son, you will know in your knower. And he's like, what in the world is a knower? Like, is this like some kind of spirit? Is this biblical? What is a knower? And what is that? What are you talking about? What he was saying, though, is that you will know that it is God. It is undeniable. And I'm going to give you four things about voices and hearing God's voice in your life. I'm going to give you four things. I just encourage you to write them down today, because I believe that if you'll walk out these four things, you will hear God loud and clear in your life. Amen. We're going to jump in. You can write down number one. Who you listen to has the most influence. Who you listen to has the most influence. I remember when I was growing up, I would watch movies. I was so dedicated to like quoting movie lines and all this stuff. So I would listen to guys in their movies and quote lines for days. And because I grew up, I lived in Burgerstown, which is like a small farming town. We had more cows and pastures than we did sidewalks, and so there wasn't much for me to do except for to watch movies. But because I listened to like Denzel Washington, I literally thought I was Denzel Washington. Like to this day, still think I am, you know, man crush. Oh, what's up, you know? And so, but I'm telling you, I just wanted to talk like him. I wanted to be like, in my thinking, in my attitude, the way that I presented myself literally was a reflection of what I was listening to. I liked him so much, I wanted to be like him. Like, he didn't have a bad influence on my life. It's just that he didn't have a godly influence on my life. Please hear me. The most important thing that you and I have to ask for is we've got to ask God for wisdom. See, the Bible says to keep us away from unreasonable people. And one of the things you've got to be passionate about, the Bible talks about wisdom that comes from above and wisdom that comes from below. And the wisdom that comes from below in James 3 is earthly, it's sensual, it's demonic. And you've got to be careful not to get the wisdom that comes from below, but to get the wisdom that comes from above. Because the wisdom that comes from above, it is pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's reasonable, it's unwavering, without hypocrisy, and full of good works. And you've got to get the mind of God, you've got to get the thoughts of the Lord, you've got to get God's heart. And the Bible says that there is wisdom in the multitude of counselors. Stop listening to your friends talking bad about people. Stop listening to the talk around the water fountain. Stop listening to gossip. You've got to be putting the right things in your ear. I have seen more people get plucked out of church because who they allow in their ear. Let me tell you this, friends. It is so important. Whoever has your ear has your heart. And I got to tell you that if God doesn't have their heart, they don't have my ear. Are you feeling me today, church? My ear is too important. It's too important. I can't afford the wisdom that comes from below. I got to get the wisdom that comes from above. I've got to be putting good things in my heart. That is why it's so important that you and I listen to worship music. It is so important. Look, I'm not saying that you isolate yourself to only worship music. I listen to all different kinds of music, except for country, okay? You know, so... You know, haters gonna hate, okay? It is what it is. And so, but listen, the Bible does say this. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. There is something about putting God's word in your heart. There's something about putting God's word in your ear, putting God's word in your spirit, getting the mind of God, getting the heart of the Lord. Who you listen to has the most influence. You don't need 50 voices speaking into your life. You don't. You just need about 5. You need small group leaders speaking into your life. In fact, if you didn't know this, we've got the fall coming up, and as a church, we do small groups. It's what we do. We get in the small groups. And so in small groups, we believe in our context, inside our church, our culture, that through small groups, they disciple. You want to go deep? Get into a small group. You want some real revelation? You want the connection and the relationships? Get into a small group. And listen, your small group leaders better be able to speak into your life. It's important. Your pastor should be able to speak into your life. Pastor John Nuzzo, the pastor of our house, our senior pastor, he ought to have the ability to speak into your life, to lead us, to guide us. Come on, he's praying for you and I. He's believing for a word for the people. And you know, when he says things like serve days coming up next weekend, and it's such a big deal, we ought to get up out of our seat and say, Lord, how can I be the hands and feet of Jesus? Because if Pastor John said something, I know that he's seeking you, Lord. I know that he's praying for me, and I know that he wants to see me walk in all that God has for me. You know what's funny? Sometimes we think that we're going to show up and we got a lot to give somebody. It's crazy. How ignorant. We think we're going to show up and we've got all these great gifts. I'm going to go serve so-and-so. You know what's so crazy? When you show up to serve somebody, it's actually better for you. God's actually doing a work in your life. One time, Jesus, he had all his disciples. They're all hanging out. They're sitting around and they're asking Jesus some questions. And so they go like this. They say, Jesus starts telling them a story. He said, listen, we got this table and they're serving this guy. At the head of the table, there's this guy and they're bringing him ribeye, wine, choice wine. It's just amazing how they're treating this guy. Let me ask you guys something. He asked the disciples, let me ask you, who's better? Who's greater? Is it the one that's sitting there being served or the one that's serving? And they're like, Jesus, Captain Obvious answer right now. Of course, it's the one that's being served. And Jesus said, yeah, but isn't it funny that I, the Son of God, came down to be a servant among you? Greater is the servant. And I got to tell you this, that if Jesus, our Lord, our Master came, got down on the ground to serve, then we can do it. Amen? I just encourage you, get out there. And when Pastor John says, oh, Pastor better be able to speak into our life. Thank you, Pastor John, for speaking into my life personally. And then your close friends. Your close friends, they got to be able to speak into your life. Correction. Your close godly friends. If God doesn't have their heart, they don't have your ear. I'm just telling you, you can't get to the wrong places with the right people. Come on, our friends are like an elevator. They'll take you up or they'll take you down. And they, God's got to have their heart if they're going to have your ear. And then mentors. How many know we all need mentors in our life? We never graduate from needing mentors in our life. And there better be a spiritual father, a spiritual mother in your life pouring in you and saying, hey, that's not God's best for your life. And sometimes I think we're like, yeah, I need somebody to tell me what to do. And then when we're doing something and we actually have somebody who's sent by God and corrects us, we go, I don't like that, and we shut the door. You ought to be able to submit. Amen? It's so huge. You don't need 50 people. You just need a few people that are going to give you sound wisdom, sound advice, sound doctrine, God's heart, God's thoughts for you. And I'm so thankful for trusted voices in my life, aren't you? Come on, we can make some good noise in the house of God today. So number one, who you listen to has the most influence. Number two, what you put in, that will come out. What you put in, that will come out. So you've got to be so careful what you put into your heart, into your eyes, into your ear, because that is what is going to come out. Like if I take my debit card and I go down to the ATM machine and I swipe the card, right? I put in my 4-digit code, boop, 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 and I go to withdraw cash. Now, I can only take out what I've put in. And if I haven't put anything in, I can't take anything out. In life, you cannot give away what you do not have. So you must first put it in so that you can eventually take it out. I remember when I was young, I remember this was right after I rededicated my life to the Lord, and I was just on fire for God. I remember I was like, God, would you just, I was so passionate. You know, when you have a moment with grace, you just want to share it with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so live your life being a river, not a reservoir. And I just remember God impacted my heart. I was like, God, would you do something? Do something. Please, Lord, just do something with my life and use my life. And I remember God speaking to my heart one day so clearly. He said, before I do something through you, I'm going to do something in you. And not long after that, God started putting on my heart to take notes. That's why I say note takers are history makers, because I started doing it on every podcast, every message, every church service, every small group, I just kept taking notes. Every single time, every single message, every mentor meeting, I'm taking notes, and I'm still doing it to this day. I'm taking notes, looking over them, storing them up inside my heart, each time putting them inside my heart, because note takers are history makers. It's been almost 10 years, and I keep putting God's word in the well of my heart. What did Jesus say? He said, a good man will store up good things in the treasures of his heart, and an evil man will store up evil things in the treasures of his heart. And then he said this, and out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth will speak. And I really believe this, that if you really want good things to come out of you, then you have to be putting good things in you. You can't share hope if you don't have hope. You can't give peace if you don't have peace. You can't help your friends get out of depression unless you've got the promises of God declaring that they can get out of depression. You can't help your friend's marriage make it unless you've got the promises of God declaring that they're gonna make it. Amen? Come on, we've gotta put good things in our heart. You've gotta put it in so that it will come out of you. But don't you dare think for one moment that you're going to put junk before your eyes and junk in your ears and all of a sudden have something good to say. You will only have the treasures of heaven to distill and to give away if you put the treasures of heaven in. And I believe that God wants us to be a church, that God wants us to be a people that are putting good things in our heart, that's putting the word of God in, because when we put it in our spirit, it will come out. Come on, somebody, give God a shout of praise right now at all of our campuses. You know, the number one way you and I hear God, the number one way, it can't get easier than this. We all can hear God right now. The number one way you and I hear God is through his word, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. And the more you read the Bible, the clearer his voice will become. The more you read the Bible, you will begin to hear how he talks, how he loves, his thoughts about you. The more you read a Bible, it literally becomes a mirror, and you begin to see who you are and whose you are and who God has called you to be. You will be able to tell the difference between his voice and the voice of a stranger, and you will know in your knower that God is speaking. God speaks through his word. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as you begin to hear what he sounds like and how he talks, all of a sudden, he'll begin to talk to your things about. He'll begin to speak to your heart about some things. He'll speak through dreams. He'll speak through visions. He'll speak through people, any way that God wants to. Magazines, movies, whatever the case may be, but God will speak. But the word of God lays a foundation for you and I to lean in and hear his voice so clearly. Let me say it this way. Anytime God speaks to your spirit, it's like this. It's like, you could say sometimes you feel it in like your conscience, it's this unction, it's this knowing, it's like your gut. Ooh, I know that I should do this. And you know that you know where it bears witness with your spirit. Anytime that God speaks, it's always in line with the word of God. Always in line with the word of God. In fact, let me say it this way. The Holy Spirit's vocabulary is scripture. That's how he talks. Let me say it this way. Ain't nobody could be up in church in any of our church services and be a married man and be sitting there or working or wherever you're at and all of a sudden go like this, that woman over there, yep, she's the one for me. That's not the voice of God. That's not in line with the scripture. Amen? Come on, I need a better amen than that. You will know in your knower God speaks through his word, and I'm telling you that you and I, we've got to protect our eyes. We got to protect our ears. I want to share something with you. When Alyssa and I, this was like early on when we started dating, we were just watching a TV show. I won't even tell you because, you know, sometimes the Lord will lead you with our own convictions of how he wants to lead and guide you. And I remember I was sitting there, I was watching a TV show, and I just remember the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. He said this, he said, please don't make me watch that. It wasn't even something bad. It was just between him and I. I remember God dealing with my heart. I wanted to tell you that today. He said, please don't. I was like, Lord, you know, because he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's always there. He is there with you. He said, please don't. It wasn't even a bad. It was just something for me. Something for me. That's why I'm not sharing it with you, because it wasn't a bad. It was just for me. And God said, please don't let me watch that. I want to encourage you. You got to put good things in your heart. You have to put good things in your heart. I want to challenge you to memorize scripture. I want to challenge you to memorize the Bible today. They said this about the apostles. They said, these guys have never been to college, but they recognized that they were with Jesus. Everyone that you and I come in contact with better have an impression, better have a discernment. They should have a knowing that we've been with Jesus, because what you put in, that will come out, and nothing will reflect your heart more than the words that come out of your mouth. Let me say it this way. You can always tell the health of somebody's heart by the words that they speak. What you put in, that will come out. Number three, you can write it down. Hearing and following God's voice is a proximity issue. Hearing and following God's voice is a proximity issue. He's always talking to you and I. Sometimes we're just not close to him. I remember when Alyssa and I were pregnant, we've got two kids now, and so birth isn't that far of a distant memory for us. And I remember that while we were pregnant, with both of our children, I remember I would constantly lay my head on her belly. And when, like at night, like when we were going to bed, and I would just talk to her, I would talk to them. I mean, I would speak scripture over my children. Fathers, you got to speak scripture over your children, okay? And so not just moms, fathers, you got to open your mouth. There is power in the word of God. And I would speak scripture. I'd be like, you are the head and not the tail. Come on, you are above and not beneath. You are blessed all the days of your life, and you will prosper. Oh, man, you've got favor on your life, and friend, favor's not fair. And because you're a child of God. You know what I'm saying? And I would just speak to them. I would always speak it all 9 months, just doing that. Loved it. Oh, it was one of my favorite moments. And I remember we're inside the emergency room. We just had our kids. It's crazy. It's like a war zone. And you know, like, we got all these nurses. It's wild. And there's just so much chaos going on. And I remember the nurses had our kids, and as I would talk, I watched both of my kids literally bend their ear. They knew that I was there. They knew that I was speaking. And it's so important. It was because I was in close proximity to my children. They knew my voice. The Bible says that as you and I seek God, we find him. Friends, God is not far. He's near. He's near to you today. He's in proximity of you. Are you in proximity to him? I remember when I was growing up, I hated the music that my parents listened to, probably much like you, right, when we were growing up, if we remember. And so I remember I'd be in the car, and so for me, they just came out at the time with like the CD players, the portable CD players, and so they weren't really advanced. Like when you bumped it, it would skip for 45 minutes, the frustration, you know what I'm saying? And so some of you are like, oh, Pastor, I had a cassette tape. I know, you had to rewind it. Okay, I heard about it, all right. And so, I remember I would be inside the car and I'd be listening to music and I had all my brothers, loud, it's crazy, but all I could hear was my music that I was listening to. And just right 2 feet away from me, I had my mom and my dad and they were talking inside the car back and forth the whole time, never knew what they were saying. I was in close proximity to them, but I couldn't hear them. Why? Because there were voices in my life that were louder than their voice. And I gotta ask you today, friend, what voice is in your life that's louder than God's? You know, like how we have our older vehicles and we've got the stereo inside the car, and they're amazing because like you literally, it's just so simple. When you turn on the radio, you can turn the dial to the station that you want. And so as you turn the dial and it starts to slide, you just get the bar, it's going across and it goes through all of the channels and it's like, all of a sudden you get to 105.9 and there it is. You start to tune in, you start to lean in. Listen, reading God's word literally lays a foundation for how you and I hear him, okay? That is literally dialing in to hear his voice. And I think sometimes you and I were so afraid of the voice of God. We can get afraid because we think that when God speaks to us, it's going to be one of correction and one of damnation. You know, when God looks at you, he can't speak with disdain. Because when God looks at you, he doesn't even see you. In fact, the Bible says that your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Because of his blood, it's like, let's go like right now, current. It's a filter that you put on. Your life is hidden. Boy, woo, you look good. You look good. God doesn't even see you. He sees Jesus. And in fact, the Bible says that he made him who knew no sin, that he might be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of Christ Jesus. The voice of God is one of love. It's one of nurture. It's one of shepherding. And it's a good voice. Come on, it's an encouraging voice. It's the voice of dad. Don't be afraid of God's voice. It's the best voice you've ever heard. It's the voice that we crave. And if we want to hear God's voice, the closer we need to be to him. Because the closer we get, the clearer his voice will become and the weaker the voice of a stranger has become. Reading God's word lays that foundation for you and I to hear God so clearly. I remember when Mila was young, Alyssa and I, we went to the Pittsburgh Zoo. And so when we were at the zoo, I get nerdy, I geek out a little bit. So when we get to like exhibits or even like at other places at like monuments, whatever it is, when they have like stuff about that, I love to read it. And in fact, when the family's in a hustle and they're moving, I'll pull out my phone and I'll take pictures. I'll go back, I'll read it later because I just get goofy like that. I like that. That's just me. And I remember we were looking at zebras. And I remember they said something that blew my mind. It was wild. They said, you know, zebras are herd animals. And they said during a zebra's baby, their first week of life, that the mother keeps him or her close and limits contact with other zebras so that they learn to identify her by sight, smell, and sound. In fact, every zebra has different stripes on its face. So the mother literally removes the baby from the herd for 1 week so that the baby can easily recognize her. Hearing and following God's voice is a proximity issue, and we need to get alone with him so that we can hear him so clearly. What are the voices in your life that are too loud that we need to turn down? I don't know what it is for you. It could be Facebook, it could be TV, it could be Netflix, it could be music inside the car where you just need to tune in and get quiet, because when God speaks, it's a still, quiet voice. Amen? We're going to close with this, and the worship team's going to come out. And I really believe this, at all of our campuses, the worship team is going to come out right now. And I believe this as we close, that if God did it for them, he'll do it for you. If God did it for them, he'll do it for you. Like I can distinctly recall times in my life when I just knew in my knower, I knew that God was speaking to me. I mean, so clear. Times I knew, God, you were speaking to me. I'll never forget September 27th, 1998. I was sitting in a church service, much like you. And I'm sitting in church. I was real young at the time. And so I'm sitting there. God put it on my heart to give away my drum set. And so a little bit of context for that, I had prayed. I had asked God, see, when I was growing up, we didn't grow up with like a lot of money. We didn't grow up with like a lot of stuff. And so I'm like, Lord, I just want to play the drums. And God put it on somebody's heart to give me a drum set. So that's how I got the drum set. 3 weeks of me owning it, I'm sitting in church and God tells me to give it away. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I'm looking around the room. As I'm looking around the room, I see this guy, his name's Jimmy. It was like a beam of light just came on him. I just knew in my knower, I'm gonna give you my drum set. And when I did so, I went up to him and I'm telling him, I'm like, hey man, I wanna give you my drum set. He just begins to cry. He begins to weep. It's funny because I argued with God. I said, he doesn't even know how to play the drums. Lord, here I am, blessed, highly favored, talented, and you want me to do what? And so he's crying. We're literally in church. He's like weeping. He's bawling his eyes out. And so I give him the drum set. Within a year, it was so wild. Within a year, he started playing the drums. He started taking lessons. And within a year, he joined the church's worship team and was playing drums. Phenomenal drummer. You know what's wild? It's been 23 years. 23 years. To this day, Jimmy is still worshiping God, still using his gifts and his talents. 23 years, he has led hundreds of people into the presence of God. Why? Because of my obedience. My simple obedience. It's incredible what God has done through Jimmy. I'll never forget May 23rd, 2003. I'm sitting on a bus. I'm about to go away to a science retreat, real young, still in elementary school. And as I'm sitting there, all these people start getting on the bus. They're walking by me. They start going like this. What's up, Pastor Ben? What's up, Pastor Ben? Pastor Ben, what's up? And I remember God speaking to my heart in that moment. He said, when you grow up, you'll be a pastor. I remember the first time I came to Victory, September 21st, 2013, sitting in church, very first time I'm sitting next to this wonderful woman, this beautiful woman, Alyssa. God speaks to my heart. He said, you'll marry her. I said, shoot, holla at your boy, Lord. That's what's up. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I remember April 2015, I'm serving in our church. I'd been serving in our church for 2 years. God was ironing out some things in my heart. In fact, I was serving so much. I just needed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I was serving. I was the drummer in our youth and young adult ministry every single week for like 2 years. And then on top of that, it was Saturday night at the time. On top of that, I would go to Pastor Larry's church, CLC, the next morning because I was like, Lord, Lord, what you're doing in my life, I gotta continue to give this. I gotta continue. Oh God, I had a moment in his presence, and I remember I was sitting there and the position to be the middle school pastor came online. And I felt God speak to me. He said, you need to apply to do that job. And I literally said out loud, God, there's no way. There's 100 people that are more qualified than me in our church right now. God, there's no way. No way. Lord, no, no, no. And I just remember arguing with God. He said, do it. All right, I'm going to do it. And I remember him speaking to me. He said, you can't give away publicly what you don't receive privately. He said, if you keep chasing after me where you are weak, I will make you strong time and time again. I have heard the voice of God in my life, and I believe that you will hear it as well, because I believe that God is speaking. He's speaking loud. He's speaking clear. Come on, and God speaks through his word. And there is nothing wrong with you, friend. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You can hear the voice of God. You know why you can hear the voice of God? Because you are a child of God. You've got the favor of God on your life. Regardless of what it looks like, you've got favor, and favor's not fair. Favor knows how to fast forward you and get you everywhere that God wants you to be. You are a child of God, and you can hear his voice loud and clear in your life. I want you to repeat after me at every campus. At every campus, I want you to repeat after me, I'm a child of God. Oh, say it like you mean it. I'm a child of God. And I hear his voice. I'm a child of God. And I hear his voice. You need to say it till you believe it. I'm a child of God. And I hear his voice. Come on, church. I'm a child of God. And I hear your voice. Amen? You're a child of God. You know, God spoke to Abraham. God said, Abraham, I want you to bring me your son. Come sacrifice him here on this altar. God spoke to Jonah. God said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to preach the gospel. Everybody's going to get saved then. And God spoke to Saul on a road that was leading to more Christians being persecuted. ISIS somebody. That's basically what it felt like, right? And so in one day, God literally shows up. He shows up on that road. He said, Saul, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to my church? And in one moment with the king, in one moment, Saul went from Saul to Paul. He went from church wrecker to church builder. That's what the presence of God has the ability to do in your life. That's what the voice of God does in your life. And God spoke to his heart. God spoke to Gideon. God spoke to Esther. God spoke to Noah. God spoke to Sarah. God spoke to Joseph. And I believe that if God will speak to me, if God will speak to them, God is speaking to you. Church, you got to be encouraged. Are you being encouraged today? We need to open our eyes. We need to open our hearts. We need to open our ears, and we need to be ready for the voice of God, hungry for the voice of God, hungry for the word of God. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your heart. Come on, eyes that would see, ears that would hear. Come on, being ready to the moving and the things of God. I believe that as we open our eyes, as we open our hearts, as we open our lives, that God will begin to change you, that God will begin to heal you, that God will lead you, that God will change your workplace and your cities, our nation. That's the God that we serve. Come on. So at this moment, at this time, we're going to transition to all of our campus pastors. And church, I'm asking that you stand up to your feet at every campus. You stand up to your feet because we're going to praise God. We're going to get our praise on. Campuses, you're dismissed. Right now, all across this room, I want us to lift our hands. Lift our hands. You know the voice of God. You know the voice of God. I came to encourage you today. I came to reassure you today that you know the voice of God and that he's not distant, he is near. And right now, with every hand raised across this room as we worship the King, I want you to speak out in your own words. I want you to lean into the presence of God, because I believe that in worship right now that the Holy Spirit's going to meet you where you're at. Right now the Spirit of God is going to meet you where you are at. Some of us, we've been going through some things and we've been asking God, we've been saying, God, what do you have for me? God, where would you lead me? What would you prompt me to? And we're asking and we're seeking God. Right before we worship, I remember having a fight with my mom. This was right when I moved out of the house. I had a fight with my mom, and I'm so you can put your hands down. I don't want them to get tired, okay? Because you're going to get your praise on in a moment, all right? And so, but I remember I had this fight with my mom. I just moved out, and she was busy. It's nothing against me. She was just busy. And you know how sometimes the enemy will speak to your thought life and just say things that aren't true. He was beating me up. He was beating me up for a long time, and finally I got so fed up with it, I went and I met with my mom, and I sat down and we're having a conversation, my mom and I, and I said, Mom, why are you so mad at me? You know what she said to me? Oh, God, no, I could never be. I love you. I'm so sorry that you felt that way. I'm so sorry that things are busy. Oh, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just such love. And I got to tell you that when I shared that with her, it was like a weight that was lifted off of my shoulders. Because of how I allowed the enemy to attack my thought life. And maybe you've come in here today and you felt like God's mad at you, that God's not speaking to you. And I got to tell you that he loves you. He's a perfect dad that sits down with you on the couch, puts his arm around you and says, who lied to you? No, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll speak to you. I want to lead you. I want to guide you. I want to mend you. I want to do all the things in your life. You are chosen. You're called. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You are my child. Who lied to you? No. And I believe that today, right now, when we get in the worship, that the Holy Spirit is going to put his arm around you, that he's going to love on you. He's going to comfort you. And you might have been through hell and high water, but God came to say, no, it's not what I had for you. I've got better things for you. And I love you. I'm here with you. I'm on the couch with you. And just come here. Just come here. And so we're going to worship God. We're going to praise God. And I want you to picture this before we do. I want you to picture in your mind's eye that the Holy Spirit's putting his arms around you and he's comforting you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's a comforter. and that he's loving on you. And just like I had that conversation with my mom, maybe you need to have that conversation with him today. Because you do hear the voice of God. How do I know that? Because the number one way we hear the voice of God is through the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me and you and I. And so we all heard God's voice. He's speaking loud. He's speaking clear. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the transmitter for our phone. Right? The signal's being sent. We're broadcasting. Is there something intersecting that? And right now, in this moment, as we get quiet before the Lord, as we worship God, and the team's going to build us up, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to sit in the presence of God, I want you to picture that moment with him. And I want you to, oh man, you lean in. Lean in. Don't let somebody distract you from what God has from you. I ask you that today. Right now, in this moment, I believe the presence of God wants to do something so sweet. Can we go ahead and worship Maddie?
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Victory Family Church. If you enjoyed listening, please take a moment to rate, review, and share. For more resources, including locations and service times, please visit lifeatvictory.com.